Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. My name is Kay. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Doug Bumpus. I live in Sheffield, Alabama. And I was working at a place called Prudent American up until about 2 weeks ago. We built military hardware in Decatur, Alabama, and I got laid off about 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to know, you know, what I need to do about drawing unemployment.
You have to file an unemployment claim.
Okay. What? How do I go about doing that?
Is this, you said that you were making military equipment?
Yes, making military hardware. We build, that company builds military hardware.
So it was working for the federal government?
No, I wasn't working for the federal government. I was working for a company that
It didn't have a contract with the federal government to build military hardware?
No, ma'am.
Okay. All right. So, let's see. What's your Social Security number?
416-80-2546.
I didn't hear the four numbers. I'm sorry. Repeat it for me.
Okay. It's 416-80-2546.
Mm-hmm. Is this your first time filing a claim?
No, ma'am. I filed one time back in 1980-something,
okay.
Middle 80s at some time, and I just got a couple of weeks of unemployment then.
Okay, it probably has dropped that information since then. So would you repeat your Social Security number one more time for me to make sure it's correct?
Okay. 416-80-2546.
Okay, I'm going to open up an unemployment claim form for you. Should take us about 30 minutes to complete the form. And what's your first name?
Doug, you mean my legal name?
Yes, sir.
It'd be Douglas, D-O-U-G-L-A-S.
And what's your last name?
Bumpus, B as in boy, U-M, P as in Patrick, A, and S as in Sally.
Okay, B-U-M-P-A-S, and what's your date of birth?
It's September 23rd, 1953.
Okay, September 23rd, 1953, and are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, I am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Is English your preferred language?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
High school, 12th grade.
And what's your mother's maiden name?
Parker.
P-A-R-K-E-R?
Yes.
Do you have an Alabama driver's license?
I do.
And what's that license number?
Oh, man, let me go get my license.
Okay.
Let's see. Just 1 second. 309-8019.
Okay, so that license number is 309-8019. Is that correct?
Yes.
If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit, into your checking or savings account, or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you approve for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer, direct deposit or a benefits card?
Direct deposit will be fine.
Okay. Do you want it to go to a checking account or a savings account?
Checking account, please, ma'am.
Okay. Can you give me the routing number and the bank account number?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Which one on the check? This is one on the far left. I don't know. I think that's the routing number.
The first one is the routing number, and then the next one is your account number.
Okay. The routing number, you ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay. The routing number is 262-82-83-665.
Okay, so that routing number is 262-283-665. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am, that is correct.
Okay, and what's your bank account number?
Account number is 168-00-6642.
Okay, so that account number is 168-00-6642. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Well, now wait a minute. I don't know if that's a one or if that's a symbol. It may that first one on the front may not. It may not be a one. I don't know. It's a funky symbol. And there's one at the end. I think the one on the front end is not there. It's just 6800-6642.
Okay, if it's incorrect, it's going to hold up your claim. So you're sure?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So the account number is.
Wait a minute. No. I take that back. It is. The account number is 168-00-6642. I'm sorry.
Okay. What's your mailing address?
It's 100-100 Stone, S-T-O-N-E, Court, C-T, Apartment 102-C,
in city and state.
Sheffield, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
35660.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, so I have your mailing address as 100 Stone Court, Apartment 102C. And that's Sheffield, Alabama, 35660. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. That is correct.
Is your resident address different from your mailing address?
No, ma'am. It's the same address.
Has your address changed in the last year?
No, ma'am.
Is 256-443-2056 a good contact number for you?
It is.
Okay. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. The first question, which of the following street addresses in Decatur have you ever lived at or been associated with? 1521 Puckett Avenue Southwest, 3106 Oak Lea Circle Southwest, 3241 Fieldstone Drive Southwest, 3912 Whitney Lane, Southwest. None of the above, or I'm not familiar with this property.
None of the above.
Okay. Which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? Bylands Management, Colbert Lauderdale Baptist Association, High Tech Paper, Rock and Raw Productions, none of the above.
Colbert Lauderdale Baptist Association.
Okay. And which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? 1997 Geo Prism, 2001 Ford Escape, 2004 Kia Rio Cinco, 2005 BMW Z4. I have never been associated with any of these vehicles.
I think the 2001 Ford Escape was, I think that was the correct year. I owned a Ford Escape anyway at one time.
Okay. Let's see. So did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification? If you had worked for a shipping company and they closed their business, you would have received notification.
Oh, no, ma'am.
So what was the last day that you worked?
It would have been, let's see, two weeks ago tomorrow. Tomorrow, Friday. 2 weeks ago, whichever day that would be, I don't know. Let's see, today's the
14th from today's date would have taken you to, or tomorrow would have been in 15th, July 15th?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, so since this past Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently working on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Are you registered to attend school or training?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you available for all shifts in your trade or occupation?
Yes, ma'am, I could.
Okay. Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employee you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am, I'm not.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
30 miles.
Okay. And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
$23 an hour.
$23 an hour. Okay. And do you get work through a union?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am.
And what was your job title?
I was a quality manager at prudent American.
And what did you do as a quality manager?
I regulated and designed gauges.
Okay, so what I'm looking at right now is a job description of what you did, and it gives me four different dark job descriptions. So I'm going to just highlight what it says, and you tell me which one fits yours. It says plan, direct, or coordinate the work activity and resources necessary for manufacturing products in accordance with cost, quality, and quantity specifications.
Okay. Okay. Do you mind repeating those? Yes, I'm sorry.
Okay. The first one, first job description says, plan, direct, or coordinate the work activities and resources necessary for manufacturing products in accordance with cost, quality, and quantity specifications.
yes, ma'am. Are you asking me, can I do that?
It's asking, as a quality manager, does that comprehensively
yes.
describe your work?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Is that the kind of work you're looking to do or you want to do?
Well, yes, ma'am. I've been a tool and die maker for years, a machinist, and I worked my way into quality. So I could do, yes, ma'am, I could do that. Or I've been over the floor in two or three plants. So supervision work, yes. Machinist work, yes. Tool maker work, yes. Quality work, yes.
Cool.
I've worked in aerospace and medical before.
Okay. So if you had to
choose. I don't know if that answers your question or not.
Yeah. If you had to choose between all of those that you named, which one would you prefer to do?
Aerospace work.
Okay. Okay. All right. So what was the name of the company you worked for?
Prudent, Prudent.
Okay, I see it in your work history.
Yes, ma'am.
And can you give me a phone number for them?
No, ma'am, I cannot. I've got some numbers to some people, but I don't have a number to the company itself.
We need a number in order to call them and verify information.
Okay. Well, hold on just a minute. Let me look one up.
Okay.
This is the guy. This will be the guy that's over it. That was my boss.
Where are they located? Where is their base?
They're at 708 Dock Street Road.
Are they in Decatur? Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. His number is 256-221-9749. And his mm-hmm. name is Shane Morgan.
Okay. And when did you start working for them?
It was in November of 2018, I think.
First part, middle part, end of November?
I had middle of November. I really not don't remember.
Okay, I need you to estimate a date or day.
Okay, all right, November the 20th.
And you said 2018?
Yes, ma'am. I can't remember okay. 2018 or 2019, but I think it was 2018.
And was that in Decatur, Alabama?
Yes, ma'am.
So have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Do you expect vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for a pension? Are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am, I'm not.
Okay. And why are you no longer working for this company?
I was laid off. They had a company, not a shutdown, but where they cut people.
Okay. Was it because of lack of work?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So do you want to have 10% of your weekly benefits withheld for federal income tax?
I don't understand the question.
Normally when you're paid, they take taxes out of your pay. So do you want them to take federal income tax out of your benefits?
Oh, okay, the unemployment benefits?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'm going to give you a 4-digit PIN number. Let me know when you're ready for it.
Okay, I'm ready.
It's 4653.
4653.
Yes, sir. Easy way to remember the number, 46 is the last two numbers in your Social Security number, and 53 is the last two numbers in your year of birth.
Oh, okay.
Okay. 4653. All right, and I'm going to tell you how to use it. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. And I'm going to give you this the basic information over. I just have to read the closing statement. It says, you must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file by internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file by telephone, the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through Friday, no later than 5 p.m., but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. So, Mr. Rumpus,
what was that number?
For the booklet, it's 1-800-361-4524.
Okay.
So we have completed your unemployment claim. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process a claim. While you're waiting for the results of your claim, it's two things that you should do. The first thing is to visit one of the Alabama Career Centers, or you can go on to their website at alabamaworks.alabama.gov, and you're just going to make sure that you have a updated resume online. Okay, so that's the first
all
thing.
I need to do is take in a resume then.
You can do that, yeah. If you want to visit the Alabama Career Center, you can do that. And then the second thing that you're going to do is your weekly certification, and that's very important. So it's two ways that you can do that certification. You can go on to our website at www.labor.alabama.gov, or you can call our 800 number, and that number is 800-752-7389. So
752-7389.
That's correct. 800-752-7389. So either way you choose, it's going to ask you for your Social Security number, the 4-digit PIN number I gave you, and it's going to ask you some other questions. So the first time you're going to do that.
Go ahead, ma'am.
The first time you do that certification is going to be next week. Our weeks start on a Sunday. They end on a Friday at 5 p.m. So this coming Sunday, we'll start the week that you will do your certification. So you have any day from Sunday through Friday to choose to do that certification. Once you do that, you'll have to continue to do it once a week, each week, as long as you're claiming benefits. If you miss a week of certification, it's going to cancel this claim, and you're going to have to start over.
Okay.
So do you have any questions for me?
Yes, ma'am. It was www.labor.alabama.gov.
G-O-V.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
So
okay.
You do it on the Internet or call the 800 number. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So on my end, I just need to take a resume by the we've got one here, so we'll take a resume by there, and then this Sunday I need to get online and fill out that certification. Is that correct?
You can go online and complete the certification. You can.
Can I do that now?
No, sir. We're in the claim week, so it won't allow you to do it.
Okay.
The only thing that you can do is update your resume and then do the certification next week.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I appreciate your help, ma'am.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Call Center. I hope you have a great day. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Mm-hmm.